Nebraska Extension Almanac.
We haven't really had much colder weather this year in Nebraska, so cattle producers haven't had to spend much time and effort protecting their herd. But harsh weather conditions will most certainly be upon us soon, and Extension Feedlot Specialist Jessica Sperber says ranchers should have a few things in place to keep cattle comfortable when bad weather hits. She says nutrition and available water are at the top of the list to help them cope with the cold.
So I think the number one thing is that we need to make sure that obviously nutrition needs are met, but also that water needs are met. And breaking frozen waters in the winter is something that many producers struggle with, right? Always having to go out there, double check waters, maybe crack some ice on the top, put a little heater down below. Whatever it is, we need to make sure that we're providing them ample and clean water. And so there's a couple of different ways to do so. Obviously, with automatic waterers that have insulated pipes or troughs, you could have an electric heater hooked up using heat tape, which sometimes works, some solar power waters now that we're seeing more and more, or of course, the continuous flow tanks that maintain that continuous flow of water to keep the tank from freezing. In addition, you can, what I'm seeing a little bit more of is in areas where water tanks are at risk of having a lot of brisk wind blowing right by, there's a small windbreaker that's built up as a shield for the water, which keeps the wind away, which helps reduce freezing. So just remembering that water is super critical for those cattle. So yes, it is super critical that first thing that you do when you're out feeding cattle in the morning is double check that those waters are not frozen over, because as we know, there is a relationship between water intake and feed intake, and we want them to be well off nutritionally in order to weather the storm.
Jessica says colder temperatures mean nutrition plays a much more important role. She talks about greater nutrition needs when the temperature drops.
So cattle typically require around 1% to 2% more feed for every degree Fahrenheit that the temperature drops below their comfort zone. And that comfort, critical comfort zone is around 15 degrees Fahrenheit for cattle that have a dry coat during the winter months. The challenge is that especially out here where I'm at in eastern Nebraska, we often go through those freeze-thaw cycles, which can create a more of a wet coat for those cattle, especially if the ground thaws out at all or if they're laying down on that snow and it creates a wet environment on them. And so we call that the lower critical temperature for feedlot cattle, and that changes based on season, their coat type, weather conditions. So there's some older work done in the early 1980s on lower critical temperatures in cattle, and then the subsequent improvements or increases in maintenance energy costs, improvements in feed delivery or increase in maintenance energy costs that are required to meet the demand of those cattle. So for example, when cattle have a summer coat, their lower critical temperature is higher versus when they have a heavy winter coat. And so if they have a summer coat or they're wet, that lower critical temperature for those guys is 59 degrees Fahrenheit. And usually they're going to need a 2% increase in maintenance energy per degree Fahrenheit of coldness below that 59 degree threshold. As they get that heavy winter coat on, again, that changes to around the 15 to 18 degree Fahrenheit mark. But as soon as you have those, as soon as the animal has a wet coat, you need to intervene because they are cold and it's like a cold blanket on them and very, very hard to warm them up.
There's much more to discuss on this topic, and Jessica will return to talk about windbreaks, bedding, and overall health of the cattle during winter conditions. Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from the Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview and read the in-depth article, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.